Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 599. My name is Will Kuntz. This here is Anna Hummel.
Hello, good day.
Good day to you. Live on YouTube, 6 p.m. Wednesday. Radio St. Pete Sundays sometime in the 6 o'clock hour, I believe it begins, before Frank Rivera's jazz show. At least the first half hour. Then we head over to the extra time on YouTube, willsyoutube.com. You can get there to watch the whole thing. We curse. We talk about more risque things. It's a good time. Or you could join our Substack if you really want to support hmbradio.substack.com. There is a free option to subscribe over there, so we hope you do that. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. I forget that I have that thing sometimes. And there's a guy that calls fairly often, Bino, I believe you know him. And he calls usually about between 2 and 4 a.m. and he leaves messages. So I want to give him his shout out here. This one's for you and I both, Anna. Oh, wait. Uh-oh, boomer moment.
Uh-oh.
There we go.
Hey, Will and Anna. Bino Cook. I just want to wish you a happy new year and stuff. I'm sorry to hear about your bike accident. Well, wow. I'm a little bit older. I'm about your dad's age, but I fell off mine last year. Boy, that hurt. I've had 2 shoulder replacements, operations, boy. But shalom. Let there be peace on earth. Let's see you guys. Bye-bye.
He always leaves nice messages. He used to leave not so nice messages, but I think I've won them over for the period of time.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's your future, by the way.
That's my future?
Yeah.
It might be. But I appreciate that. So you can leave voice and text 813-693-2124. I will answer usually pretty quickly, but I do answer 90% of them. So you can reach out there. TheHomemadeBroadcast@gmail.com is a good way to get a hold of us. HMB Radio on Facebook. And yeah, that's probably about it. So how are you? What's up?
What is up? Point of reflection. I don't know. I do have some fun news to share. Just like a kind of an oldie but a goodie topic that we kind of talk about maybe once every other month, but just a fun new story that will kick off the uncensored portion of the show.
Oh, okay. Good.
I think people will enjoy it a lot because I'll say I sure did. I sure did. It's right up my alley. It's right up Will's alley for sure. It's got to do with revenge and yes. Bathrooms.
Okay, you did tell me about this. It is shocking, to say the least. So you want to check out the extra content at willsyoutube.com or the Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. We'll start that in the bonus time after half an hour and we say goodbye to Radio St. Pete. Anything else you would like to share? Should we start with the big news?
Oh, I'm like, I don't know. I went to jiu-jitsu yesterday. yes, I will be co-hosting along with Sean Farish, who does if not the best, then one of the best Donald Trump impersonations out there. He and I will be co-hosting a show together on WPHT 1210 Philly Station from 3 to 6 p.m. on Friday. So that is the 16th in 2 days' time. So we're excited about that. And, hopefully it goes well.
That sounds promising. I don't want to, jinx anything, but that sounds like a very good opportunity. And maybe perhaps that would lead to something, I don't know, maybe some sort of money that would come from that and a regular type of schedule where you would be on the air there. Maybe. I mean, you don't know.
Yeah. I think I tell you about how I'm trying to start this like health initiative at work?
You did tell me. I think it was off air. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been kind of pushing this health initiative at work, and I gave like, I don't want to say a pitch, but like a pre-pitch last week to the benefits lady, and she seemed very on board. Like, got me a little excited about it. And I was like, great, I'll pop in next week. We'll talk about it further. Great. So I went in yesterday, and I wanted to be like, this is a different person. She was just shooting it, like, shooting it down out of the sky.
And, oh, really?
It was probably one of the few times in my life where I, like, I wish I had autism. Because when you're not neurodivergent, when you're normal and people are uncomfortable around you and they want you to leave, you feel that. You feel they want you to leave the room because you're bothering them. She kept telling me, like, no, we can't do that because of this. And I would just be completely unaffected and go, okay, what about this? Like, I had a bunch of ideas up my sleeve. I came somewhat prepared to the meeting. And she was just not having it. And it ended really awkwardly, poorly. And I was like, so can I, like, pop in next week sometime to, like, follow up? She's like, we're not going to have an answer till, like, March or April.
Yeah.
I can't have a 5-minute meeting with you. I sit 20 feet away from you. Like, so you know, Kelly.
This is something where you want to have your fellow employees at your current workplace, like, do some sort of healthy activity together, whether it be in or out of work. You just kind of want to spearhead, you know, the people's healthy journey, or at least step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah. So I had way too much time on my hands during the month of December. You know, I was in Israel for 10 days. Not that I'm just like sitting around doing nothing, but there's a lot of, I just had like a lot of thinking time, right? A lot of time to just sit and think because I wasn't at work. And then I had a lot of time to sit and think because I was in California with friends and family. And just kind of reflecting on the year and thinking about the year ahead and what just kind of like lights me up, sort of. And, you know, it's radio, but let's get real. You know, although I have a phenomenal opportunity on Friday.
Yes.
There's no guarantees in life. And you got to kind of plan for that. So what else do I like? Health, wellness. Do I want to be a doctor? No, because doctors really don't have much to do with health and wellness. They are basically just like, I hate to say it, they're salesmen for the hospital and the services. You know, these hospitals are most of the time for profit. So they're like, well, how about you get 10 x-rays, a DEXA scan, an MRI, and a PET scan? You don't need it, but that's how we make money. So, yeah, I just kind of want to get people moving, get people walking. It brought me tremendous joy when I was on, you know, my previous show that I was on for a few years. People would call in and tell me that they lost 50, 60, 70 pounds doing intermittent fasting. And all I was doing was just planting a seed. And people would call in and it made me feel really good. And I feel like when you feel really good and you're not doing cocaine, you should follow that feeling of it feeling like really good, fulfillment, like I matter. This is all very selfish stuff, right? But it's doing good for other people. So I was like, well, how can I kind of put this to use? So I was trying to do this health initiative thing, and I'm not worried about like, oh, it's so much work, but it's like if there's no steps I can take or I have to wait 2 months for the next response, it's like, forget it.
Yeah. I wonder what the pushback is on it.
Money.
Oh, because, yeah, I have to pay.
Money or just, like, liability. Like, if I tried to start, like a Strava, are you familiar with this app? It's like a,
yeah,
walking, running app. Mm-hmm. Just all those, like, record your time, your pace, your distance. But, you know, if people are doing it and it's associated with the work and then, God forbid, some, you know, fat POS has a cardiac event, you know, they're on the hook for that. So, yeah. And then there's all these like privacy data breaches. We don't want anything involved because if it's like people's names, date of birth, like weight, gender, like that could all be used for a data breach for, you know, health insurance companies to discriminate against certain people, you know, all that sort of stuff. So like, I understand it. I'm not a lawyer. I understand. Well, listen, anytime you talk to HR, HR is not there for you. HR is there to protect the company. So go in there knowing that they're not on your team. They're there because if anybody is discriminated against, it makes the company look bad. That's a problem for the company, yeah. Not you. They don't care about you. Yeah. So I understand that. I went into it. But what I didn't like is the fact that she gave me all this like false hope. She was like taking notes when I was writing last week. She was like, these are great ideas. And then was just like shooting my ideas like one by one yesterday. And yeah, it just made me a little sad in my heart.
Mm. Well, hopefully this new opportunity, maybe you can push the health initiatives to the side, let these people, you know, get what they deserve, you know, and hopefully you can move on and follow your dream. And to that guy, I still think about that that dumb comment that I talked about last week where the guy said we need to, you know, think about life outside. Oh. Like, yeah. Move on from radio and get jobs and other things. We did, obviously. You know, suck it. Because, see, you wait patiently enough, a good opportunity comes along. Hey, just interrupting real quick for an ad for HMB Radio. I know you're listening to HMB Radio, but wherever you're listening to HMB Radio, please click the upvote button, give it 5 stars, Spotify, iTunes, whatever. This helps us with the algorithm, helps grow the show, and we really couldn't do it without you. WillsYouTube.com if you're listening on podcast. Join us. It's fun. Let's get back to the show. I had an opportunity, sort of.
Oh, yes.
There was a, I searched the job boards just to see what's out there in the radio industry. And usually there's absolutely nothing, but an interesting one pinged came across my LinkedIn, and it was for the Ryan Gorman show, WFLA, the conservative talk host there, a local host in Tampa. And he had a producer job available. Not really what I want to be doing, but you know, it's kind of in the wheelhouse. So I figured why not? I'll apply for it. Got a call back pretty quick from the program director there, who's actually based in Miami. They don't even have a program director in Tampa.
What?
It's just crazy.
Is it iHeart?
Yeah, iHeart. It's just crazy. I mean, like, Tampa's not a podunk city. It's a top 20 market. They don't even have a program director there anymore, which is nuts. But anyway, so this lady's handling from Miami, is handling Tampa. I talked to her, had a nice conversation, and then she set me up with Ryan. So I talked to Ryan. I found out the job really wasn't for me anyways. It was just like an off-air producer, you know, kind of helping him put together shows, book guests, whatever. Okay. I would have taken it if it was offered to me, but it really wasn't what I wanted. I was hoping there'd be some on-air aspect to it where I could, you know, give my opinion and have conversations. But I found out who they gave the job to.
Who told you?
You did.
Oh!
You told me.
That's right.
I was blown away when I saw who...
Literally.
Yes. Flabbergasted. And this is nothing against this person personally or anything. And, you know, we kind of thought with the... election of the current president that we have and these companies kind of putting the woke away, at least for the time being, and not doing these like diversity hires or whatever, that maybe you would have, I don't know, somebody who kind of leans right these days politically and is politically active and can find stories and would maybe have more insight into guests that you could book for certain things. Like maybe they might hire a 40-year-old white guy for something like that at a conservative talk radio show. I found out that is not the case. Who they hired... he worked at CMG. Right. I think he was in the promo department. I don't think I've ever met this person, but I was aware of him. He also does a radio program on WMNF 88.5, a very progressive radio station.
That's not NPR, right?
Well, they have news from NPR, but a lot of radio stations do. Okay. Radio St. Pete had NPR news for a while. Now they switched to ABC. But Radio St. Pete did NPR for a long time. Obviously, public broadcasting is kind of struggling. The Association for Public Broadcasting just shut down due to funding. But they're still doing fine. Like 88.5 is still on the air. They're raising money. They're doing what Radio St. Pete's doing and, you know, paying their own way to kind of stay on the air. And I'm sure they're getting grants and stuff, too. But people donate, and that's how they do it. Every time I turn on that radio station, I do listen to WMNF fairly often when I'm in the car, just to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's like Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. Just, I want to hear what they're saying. I know what I think and what, you know, people that I like think. I want to hear what's going on the other side. It's it's intense. So the guy they hired, I don't know his name off the top of my head, is the host of the Big Gay Radio Show on WMNF, is the new producer for the conservative talk program, The Ryan Gorman Show. Let me tell you, I've listened to that show. I've had it on in the car.
The Big Gay one?
Big Gay Radio Show.
And that's on 88.5?
It's on 88.5.
Okay.
WMNF, very progressive radio.
What's the verdict on that?
It just, to me, doesn't seem like a good fit. It seems like I said, I've listened. I wanted to try to find maybe some particular clips of the show, but I have a feeling that they do not align with Ryan Gorman's point of view on just about anything. And I would wager that they probably have nothing but contempt for a lot of Ryan Gorman and think it's evil what he's saying. And this guy took the job. I just don't understand the logic here. And again, it's nothing against this guy personally. I don't know him, but I'm just saying, like, it's a weird fit.
It is a weird fit. It's actually not a fit at all.
It's not a fit.
Force fit. Yeah. What was he going to say? Do you think they're bringing him in? And I know it's not like necessarily an on-air position, but I feel like, do you think he's going to be like the Scott Jennings of CNN kind of a thing?
I don't. I mean, maybe potentially, maybe they'll get there.
Let's say you, gay guy. Like,
yeah. What do you think?
Throw it over to the gay.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. I think it's a good opportunity for, and I think iHeart particularly was one of those many years ago that said, like, we are hiring minorities and gay guys, essentially, is what they give preferential treatment to those applications. So I don't think that the woke is away over there. I don't know. And again, I want this guy to know it's nothing against him personally. It's just not, it's a weird fit to have a guy who's has nothing but contempt for Ryan Gorman's point of view as a new
person. Are you sure? Because you said you've listened to his show. It's not, because listen, there's gay conservatives out there. Maybe they're not super vocal. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. That's
Dave Rubin, but you've heard his show, so you kind of know.
Yes.
How he feels. And he's kind of like on script.
Yes.
Like he's predictable. Like I probably know how he feels about guns. I know how he feels about ICE, right?
Probably.
Probably know how he feels about trans, gay, drag queen shows.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They have nothing. And they talk a lot of local politics, obviously, and seem to have nothing but contempt for the conservative point of view. Here in the state and probably nationally as well. I suppose there is a slight chance that maybe he is like a Dave Rubin, conservative gay guy, but I don't think so. It's funny because I don't really hear him talk on the show. It's this trans person guy that is a girl that does.
Not on Ryan Gorman's show, you're saying
A big gay show.
And is it like a music show or it's a talk show?
They just talk about being gay and what it do as being gay or LGBTQ.
Okay. I mean, beyond the obvious differences.
Yeah.
Of like a gay guy versus like a heteronormative. Ew, I just said that. A straight guy.
Yeah.
Like, what do they talk about?
It's just like,
oh my God, I, some guy behind
us. Well, they'll have, like, some other, you know, person on the
LGBT. Hey, take your prep.
Yeah. Yeah. Health care for gay LGBTQ. They have, like, artists who are doing something in the community, you know.
You know what? I am so glad I self-edited, because I was so about to say something, and this was not the place to say it.
Well,
so, the place to say it.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, nothing personal. It's just a weird fit. I was so like blown away when I heard that I almost texted Ryan Gorman and said, "What are you doing? What are you doing? Well, this is just such a weird." I don't know how much say he had, you know, in it or whatever.
He hosts the show.
Yeah, but I'm sure that lady down in Miami could have said, "You know, this guy's okay, but this is. Could you work with this guy? It would really check some boxes for us." Yeah, sure. I mean, it's an off-air role, so it's not.
Yeah, but then it's like all the stories he comes up with. I could just imagine, you know, like,
oh, God.
Well, Renee Good did have a point. She, you know, just stuff like where you're like, no, not this. Not this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just weird. So that's how my search is going. So I'm glad it's going a little better for you. And I think I'll just continue to work at my day job for the time being.
Yeah. Yes. Unfortunately. Yeah. I still have like a lot of goals and big hopes for this year. A lot of stuff has got to change. A lot of stuff has got to change. It's funny, like, there's so much of the, I'm not going to call it, like, body positivity, but, like, we extend body into mind and go, like, listen, you're great just the way you are. I want to start the opposite movement. And it's going to be, like, I don't like me. How do I be anything but like me? You know what I mean? Where you're just, like, you have a lot of bad habits. You have a lot of bad thought patterns. And you've been doing the same thing over and over again because you don't know how to do anything different. And you're like, this isn't working. And people on one side are like, you should love yourself, embrace yourself. I'm like, this person isn't good. This is not working even for me. I want to change. How do we do that? So,
yeah,
that made any sense at all. But that's kind of how I've been feeling.
No, it does. I mean, it makes perfect sense to me. Like, even if you're saying you're not garbage, you could always, there's always room to improve, I would think, and become a better version of yourself, whether it's physically, mentally, you know, and any aspect really that you exist in this plane.
Yeah. But
it's because we live in this weird world where somehow the propaganda, the, you know, media that we consume, there's the complete opposite of that. Which is, I'm fine the way I am. In fact, I can get worse if I want to. And I'm planning on it. Then I'm going to be more, you know, oppressed, and, you know, society owes me something because of that. That's a pretty common, you know, thought for half the country, which is so bizarre. I can't get over the, like, I was thinking about, I mean, that lots of things, but particularly that Renee Good lady that unfortunately was shot by the ICE officer last week. People are still debating that after. And I didn't know really at first, because it was so early and I was kind of playing the kind of like devil's advocate with myself. I had a feeling that there was more to the story. And now we know a bunch of other details have come out. I saw today that the officer, CBS, reported that he was taken for internal bleeding from the hit from the car. I don't know. And I think that people on the other side of the spectrum would say, no, that's a lie. And because CBS reported it, and is not, they're not credible. So nobody's going to believe anything anyways. And I saw you squinch up your nose. You don't think that that's true?
I don't know. I don't know anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
Internal bleeding. Like, is it related to the car? Okay, so this is what I'm going to say. Like, 100%, you know, kind of echoing what Adam Carolla said. You know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes, I think is a nice way to say it. Yeah. But, like, initially when we were seeing it from the POV that we, like, from the first video, and it wasn't, like, slowed down or zoomed in, what I saw, it looked like he, like, could have shuffled to the left, which he did. And he was presumably fine. People were like, he's limping. I'm like, she has a hole in her head. Like, could he have, like, gotten out of the way? When I saw what you sent me, I was like, B got what she got. Exactly what Adam Carolla said. I couldn't have said it better myself. Because, like you said, I was like, well, the wheels. He goes, he's not looking at the wheel. He sees a car coming towards him. He was dragged like 100 meters by some illegal alien like 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. Not that that should render any sort of thing, but like he's like, not again, probably. Mm-hmm. So he shoots her a few times in the head. She dead. And then when I saw his camera, like I think he was shooting. I don't think he had like a body cam or maybe he had like a phone. I'm like, dude, if my eyes are seeing what he's seeing, I see a car coming right at me. Sorry. Bye.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
I mean, to me, it's very cut and dry now. But you're still going to have, you still see it. No, the cop was in the wrong and should be prosecuted. And they took offense. Like, once the more video came out, then the narrative kind of became, he called her a effing bitch after the shooting. Yeah. And that became the rallying cry for the Karens to start protesting because they called her the B word. And that's a no-no. You cannot do that. The murder was kind of secondary. It was that they called her a B word after she tried to hit him in the car. It's
inappropriate to call a dead liberal who was trying to impede a very legitimate operation. You can't call it a B word. So,
I don't understand how you could... Just looking at the video in like a courtroom setting, it's pretty clear what happened. I feel like everyone can agree on that, but I guess it's just like, well, this activity that ICE is doing is just wrong. So anything we do to kind of stop it is okay. I think that's pretty much where we're at. And then if you do anything to stop us, you're actually still the bad guy. It's kind of like the Palestinian playbook in a way.
Yeah. Like put yourself in harm's way or force. That's a little different because, like, Hamas is, like, forcing people to, you know, stay in homes that they would otherwise leave because they want as much carnage as possible. But kind of, yeah, where they're, like, purposely putting themselves in harm's way and then you do something about it. Like, you're hurting me. Get out of the way.
Yeah.
Jose is about to rape you.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Yeah. I don't know.
I heard that for like 3 minutes time.
it's just so strange. I just don't think we can live together anymore as a people. We're not a united state, and I don't think we're ever going to be united. Half the country hates what the other half is and kind of vice versa. I don't know if there's any salvaging this. It's just so strange.
Yeah, I feel like I think the liberals need to travel more and they need to go to some bad places and then they need to come back and say, I see how most of the world does it. And this is pretty good actually.
Yeah. Well, they have nothing but contempt for our land, our country. It's stolen land. It's just, you know, I don't want to rail on about that.
Then give it back.
Well, no.
Find some nice Aztec person and give it back.
Yeah.
But you won't.
No.
So shut up.
I'm just amazed to see these ladies just out there as the foot soldiers. Like, it's still going on. It's still going on out there. And the ladies are leading the charge on this one. They're getting arrested, pepper sprayed, making videos. I saw one lady appeared to load a firearm.
Oh.
Interesting.
I mean, I guess on the bright side, like it's fun to watch, right?
Yeah, it is. It's very depressing, but yeah, I mean, it's, hey, at least it's entertaining, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
But we got to go. We got to drop Radio St. Pete, but we're going to stay on willsyoutube.com, do an extra half an hour. Anna's got a great story that we're going to do right at the top. And you should join willsyoutube.com at 6 p.m. Wednesdays. Or if you miss the show, you can catch it there on Sundays at midnight. Or you can get it early if you subscribe to hmbradio.substack.com. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. Thank you all. Thank you, Radio St. Pete. And we'll see you next Wednesday. Or no, sorry, Sunday, sometime in the 6 p.m. hour. Thank you.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.